The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 652. Myers Lake is Franklin Canyon Reservoir 2021. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers, all kinds of new stuff there. Mayberry Man movie, the DVD is available. There's posters, there's postcards, there's hats, there's shirts. Go and check them out. Don't forget while you're there to check out the Mayberry Effect DVD. That's right, a second movie about Mayberry. Pick them both up and have a double feature at your house. And oh, and there's more. Karen Knotts has a book called Tied Up in Knots, Me and My Dad. Check it out. There's a Mayberry puzzle book. There's a 2022 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. And I have talked all the way through the opening credits. And here we are. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by the donations of folks just like you. Man, there's so much good stuff over at Weavers, and Christmas is coming. Head over there and check it out, guys. I can't even tell you all the new stuff that's there, but go and pick up something. I know you'll love it. Friends, it is so good to be in Mayberry with you this week. For the last couple of weeks, I had to pre-record the episodes because I was traveling all over the place because of the Mayberry Man movie. I got to go to Indiana. I got to go to California. I got to go to North Carolina. Of course, that was part of Mayberry days. I'd have been there anyway, but I got to go early and do a little bit of Mayberry Man movie stuff. So it's great stuff. I will be telling you about some of that stuff later on future episodes of the podcast. But this episode, I wanted to focus on Myers Lake. Myers Lake is Franklin Canyon Reservoir. It's actually the upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. Now, while I was in California for Mayberry Man, I took time off to go and visit and see things that I'd never seen or revisit places I'd been to before. I had been to Franklin Canyon. And Franklin Canyon is an absolutely amazing place. If you've not been there, this is a place for fans of the Andy Griffith Show. You would want to go there. I've done three podcasts about this in the past. I did episode number 13. That was all the way back in 2009, January of 2009, about Myers Lake is Franklin Canyon Reservoir. That's the reason I named this episode the same name, but I put 2021 at the end because I'm going to do a little bit of an update, try to give you more information to make sure you can get to this great place. It's one of the only places really where the Andy Griffith Show is actually filmed. That you can still visit. It's definitely something you're going to want to visit. So, but I did an episode back in 2011 called Return to Myers Lake. It's episode number 126 of Two Chairs No Waiting. And then back in 2016, I did one called Myers Lake Revisited. So I've tried to do these when I can. Now, I've been to California only three times and got to go to Franklin Canyon. Those were in 2001 and 2004. Those are the other times I'd been there. So this was I got to go just recently in September of 2021 and was able to visit once again. Now, what we're going to do tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, it's going to be video. There's going to be a lot of video. So guys, I want to encourage you, if you're one of my audio listeners, to go and check out the video version on YouTube of this particular podcast, this episode number 652, because I'm going to show you in this video that we're about to watch how to get to Franklin Canyon. That's right. You're not only going to be given directions, because the directions are going to be in the show notes. There's a lot of information I've got for you about this, but if you ever think you might be able to go there, this will help you find it. It's not hard to find, but people have a hard time finding it. So with that, with these good directions, I think you won't have any trouble. So we're going to head into this. Now, the first thing I did here was shoot some video in the car as we were driving into Franklin Canyon. Now, I came in from the upper side. So it's from the some up off of the Coldwater Canyon Drive area. So that's where I came in from. And so you come in, and it looks like you're going into a residential area when you do that. And then you finally get into an area where it actually you can see the park, because it's called Franklin Canyon Park, I believe, Franklin Canyon Reservoir. It's the Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. And so if you're I really encourage you to go and watch this video, and you'll be able to see what we're doing. And then I'm going to show you around as well there in the park. So when you first come in, you'll come in. It's a one-way street going around the park. You can only go one way. It's counterclockwise going around the lake, the upper reservoir. And there's a parking area as you start to go around the west side of Franklin Canyon. There's a parking area. The first one you come to on the left is the one that you want to park in if you can. But if you can't, there's one just a little further down on the right, and just a little bit further down on the left, there's a third one. So you'll want to park in one of those three, and I'm going to tell you more about it as we throw myself back in time to California.
All right, hey guys, here we are in Franklin Canyon. This is Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. This is where Andy and Opie walked at the beginning of the episodes, right? At the beginning of every episode, the opening credits, this is where they were. This is also where Andy brought the state policeman, and we're looking down the hill. It's kind of behind me here. It said, if you'll just take your men down this trail right here, he'll swim right to you. Well, this is the area where this happened right here. So you can see, let me pull back a little more. You can see this wooden railing all down through here. That wooden railing is the railing that Andy was standing with his foot up on it. And this is the spot. And this is also the spot in the Return to Mayberry when Andy was driving into town at the very beginning of the movie, and he stopped and was actually looking over the edge. So this is it. So yeah, this was the area where Andy was looking down through here. And back then the reservoir would have been a lot higher, and you'd be able to see all the way up. And this is where he was standing here with his foot up on this railing, telling them that if he took his men down there, they'd swim right up to you. So this is the area. So when you first come in, if you come in from the Mulholland Drive area, you'll come in this way. There's Jan. When you come in to Franklin Canyon Reservoir, the Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir, you'll come into this area, and this is where, like I said, where Andy stopped when he was in the Return to Mayberry. And where you would want to stop to be able to see where Andy and Opie walked is at the very first parking spot. It's a one-way route around the Franklin Canyon Reservoir, the Upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. And there's a parking spot just as you get past these wooden railings. There's a parking spot right over here. And that's where you would want to stop to be able to look down and see where Andy and Opie walked, because down there through those trees is where it was. And I'll show you that in just a second. But that's where it was. And this is where you would stop if you're able. I wasn't able to. There were cars parked here. Too many. I couldn't park in this area. But again, it's one way, and I'm walking in the right direction for the one-way street. And then when you park here, you come around the corner, you park, and there's this walkways and stuff. But let me show you. So this is where Andy and Opie walked when the opening credits happened for the Andy Griffith Show, right here. Come down, slide over this way, that gap right there, and it goes on up. There's a trail that goes on up through there. That's it. That's the location. And there's a walkway, as you can see, where you can get over here to it. There's a concrete ditch, I guess, that's around here. And you can head around that direction to go down to the area where Andy and Opie walked. That's where it is down there. Now, the reservoir is no longer over here to my right, as you're looking down there past that picnic table. It's not there anymore. The reservoir is here, but the water level is much lower. So let's walk down there and look where Andy and Opie walked. So actually, this is the area where Andy and Opie would have been stopping and throwing the rock. And I'm going to stand basically where the camera was in the pictures. And here is what you would actually see. Now, remember, it's been 61 years. But this is the same area at the upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir where Andy and Opie came walking around that corner right there, around that curve, and walked over. Opie grabbed his rock and threw it into the water. Now, there is no water, as I said on a previous video. There is no water anymore. It's just cattails and grown up here. The water is still here. It's just further to the right. There's still the reservoir, but it's an earthen dam reservoir, so they don't allow the water to get as high. And as I was showing earlier, hopefully that's on this same video, up there is where Andy would have been standing with his foot on the railing, looking down that hill, saying, if you just take your man down that right there, he'll swim right to you. That's the area. So over here is where Andy and Opie, this is where the cameramen were set up. If you've ever seen that picture, hopefully I'll have that picture for you. And they came from this direction. So I thought it might be kind of neat to see. This is what Andy and Opie would have seen walking down the trail. There had been camera crew right there in front of us. And they came over to this point somewhere right in here. Opie ran and grabbed the rock. And he ran over here and threw it in the water. So that's kind of their view of this area. But of course, for us, the thing we always see is this shot, almost to the right spot, basically right here, watching Andy and Opie come down this trail and throw the rock in the water, Andy watching. And then, of course, at the end of the episode, if you've seen those, they're walking back. But not, I don't think, on this same trail. So we're back up on the top area up here where you can look down and see the area where Andy and Opie, where the filming was, down that way. So we're back up on the top. And again, this is the first parking area on the west side of the Upper Franklin Reservoir. Okay. So if you pull into it, you'll be able to walk down there. If you miss it, there's another one over on the right, and then there's one further down on the left. Okay. So you can always walk back up this way. So from the first parking lot, as I said, there's a parking lot on the right up here where you could also park. It's right over here. And then there's one down here on the left where you can park as well. As far as I know, there was nothing from the Andy Griffith Show that was filmed in these two areas. I'm just showing you. So in case you miss it, if you're here and you drive too far, you'll be okay. You can still get back. Now, on around the road here, as you keep going, it's a one-way street. So you got to go one way around. There is the game warden's house, office. It's on around the curve down there. So as we go on around, it's down that way. And where Floyd and Howard and those guys were when they were fishing for Old Sam is just around on the other side of Franklin Canyon Reservoir. So this is in the second parking lot, as I was saying, that's on the left. That's on the west side of Franklin Canyon Reservoir. And as you can see here, there's still water in Franklin Canyon Reservoir. It's just not as high as it once was. So you can't see it where Andy and Opie were, but you can see it. There is still a lot of water. It's still there. So you won't be disappointed that there's no water. Okay. And over on this side, on the other side of the lake or the reservoir, is where you would find that Howard and Floyd and all those guys when they were trying to catch Old Sam. It's a little further to the right down there, but it's on that side. And we believe on that side as well is where they filmed The Darlings when Ernest T. was trying to kidnap Charlene at the mountain wedding. It was on that side as well. So this is the game warden's house, his office, where Andy and Helen were arrested. And then that's right as you get to the edge of the upper reservoir where the dam is. So here's the dam area. So over here is, and over that way, on that side, that's where Howard and Floyd and the guys were fishing for Old Sam. That's where it was. All right, so that's where it was. So it was across this dam. So if you come and you're looking, this is where you, that's where you'll find Howard and Floyd is over on that side. Not the same side that Opie and Andy walked on. And then the game warden's cabin is here. So you're going to be able to see a lot of things that were from the Andy Griffith Show. Mr. McBeavy, all those things are on that side on over there when Mr. McBeavy was up on the telephone pole. Okay, so now we're on the east side of the Franklin Canyon Reservoir, where I was indicating that Floyd and Howard and the guys would have been fishing. And it's just down this hill, I believe. I believe that's the correct location, is down here. Over this, there is a concrete barrier that protects it. But down in that area, down that direction, and we'll go down there and look. But I believe that's where Howard and Floyd and the guys were when they were fishing for Old Sam. I think that's where it was. So I'm going to jump the wall. If we don't fall backwards. There we go. So down here, Floyd, Howard, and the guys. Back then, you know, it was grass. There was a lot more grass. The water was probably a little higher. It was obviously higher than it is now. So probably up in this area is where they were actually, where they actually were. Maybe even over that way some further. But here you can see the Franklin Canyon Reservoir. And if you look, there's the dam in the background. So it was somewhere down in this area where the guys were fishing. And Howard was splashing around in the water. And Laura was complaining that he's scaring everything away. So this is where we would have been, somewhere up in here, because the water again is lower than it was then. So it was probably up in this area where the dirt is, and it could be a little bit further north of this position, but basically I'm giving you the best I can, because you see there's just a bunch of bushes and things here as we go forward. And again, the water is a lot lower than it was. So this is probably the area where they were. As you travel around the Franklin Canyon Reservoir, the upper reservoir, on the east side, you might notice this particular area right here. If you look, you see where the wooden railing ends and the concrete begins? That's where Mr. McBeavy was when he was up on the telephone pole. Obviously, the pole's been replaced, but that is the location. And on the episode, he came down from the pole, got in his truck, and drove off what would now be the wrong way around Franklin Canyon Reservoir. Now, another thing in this same area, it'll be really easy to spot this because there is a concrete barrier toward the reservoir, and there is a walkover here. So this area, there's some photos that you can see this walkover. And Don Knotts was sitting here in his wedding dress from Mountain Wedding getting makeup. So it is somewhere in this exact area where Ernest T. came running up to try to steal Charlene from Dud at the wedding. We've never been able to figure out exactly where, because it's been so long. We don't know where the trees were. Probably wasn't where I'm showing you, but it was in this general area because Don had on the wedding dress. You can see in the photo this concrete barrier, and you can see that walkover that's over here. There's Mrs. Weaver. But this walkover can also be seen in that same photo. So we know it was somewhere in this general vicinity. I guess it actually could have been over on this side of the road. It could have been they were filming over there. I've never really tried to look. So there's Mr. McBeavy's pole. There is a good possibility that they could have filmed Barney in the mountain wedding over on this side of the road. It could have been over here because there are more woods in this area, more trees. It's a possibility that it was somewhere over here. But we know it was in this general vicinity because we definitely saw Don sitting on the other side of the road there with his wedding dress on, getting makeup over there on that side.
All right, guys, that is a tour around Myers Lake, Franklin Canyon. And I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you were able to watch the video version and just see the sights there around the canyon. It's just a very, very surreal place to go, especially the very first time you go there and you realize, oh, this is exactly where the camera was standing. Because it was standing. It was a big camera. It wasn't like it is now where you just have a small camera and somebody's holding it. This was a large camera that they had set up, a fairly large camera. And it was, anyway, it's just a very neat place to go there. I still haven't figured out exactly where that mountain wedding stuff happened. Probably never will be able to because the trees that were around are gone. And you know, they've grown. I mean, it's 60 plus years ago that this stuff happened, 60 years ago. So these trees have probably not made it quite that long. I don't know if I ever said it in the video. I can't remember, but the reason the water level is lower at Franklin Canyon Reservoir, it's the upper. There are two reservoirs, two Franklin Canyon reservoirs. There's the upper, which is where we were, and there's a lower one, but the upper canyon reservoir has a earthen dam. So it's made out of dirt, basically. So the reason the water level is lower is they lowered the water level to reduce the stress on that earthen dam, to reduce the chances that it could break. You know, it is California. There are earthquakes. You don't really want a dam with a whole bunch of water holding it back at the top of a canyon. And it breaking, that water would just, you know, you've seen video of things like that before. So that's the reason the water levels have been reduced. But it's a really great place to go. If you ever get a chance to go, I have information on the website. So there'll be links in the show notes for this episode. You can go and check out. There's also over at mayberry.info, if you search for Myers Lake, it tells you all about it. Andy and Opie, what they, you know, them walking around there, where it's located. I should give you just a little bit of information here because it talks about when you go into the area, coming in from the west side, you're heading north on Beverly Drive and following the signs to Coldwater Canyon. And then you turn up on a Coldwater and Beverly Drive. So you're heading up the road there. And then you turn left again on Beverly Drive at fire station number 2. And then there's a third right is Franklin Canyon Drive. And you continue into this residential area to the park entrance. Well, I don't know that I have gone in that direction. The one I've always gone in is coming in from the San Bernardino Valley, the Ventura Highway, that's our freeway, that's 101, coming in from Ventura Boulevard, that direction. You're going up Coldwater Canyon Boulevard. You're going south, so you're going back into LA, going that direction. And anyway, you get to the intersection of Coldwater Canyon, Mulholland Drive. It's a 90-degree right turn onto Franklin Canyon Drive. And there's no street sign that says Franklin Canyon Drive. You go straight into this, and it looks like you're going into a residential area. Matter of fact, there's not a street sign. There's actually a sign that says, the sign actually says, road closed 1-800 feet. That's what it says, but it's not. It says it is, but it's not. It says road closed 800 feet, sunset to sunrise. So basically at night and they close it. That's the park entrance. So you go down and you're not going into the residential area. It looks like you are. And you go, I would have thought I was driving through a kind of a back alley type area, cause there's people parked there. Their cars, that's where they park and their driveways are. But you go through this little, it's almost a one lane road, because we met a UPS truck coming out of there and he was not going slow. And we all, you know, we took evasive actions, both of us. But if you go in there, just be careful, go slow, definitely go slow and go on through there, and you'll be able to go into the Franklin Canyon Reservoir area at the Snooky Goodman Nature Center is what it actually is. And it's really pretty area. It's pretty. It looks like you're in North Carolina or some alpine forest, because the trees are, well, they look like you saw on the Andy Griffith Show. That's what they look like. Anyway, the information is on iMayberry, or not, it'll be on Mayberry.info, not iMayberry.com. But Mayberry.info, we have information about that and telling you how to get into the park. That there's a loop. There's links on there that'll explain about how to walk around and see where everything is. And links to my podcast as well that are all located there. So that's probably more information than you wanted. But that's it. So now you will be able to find Franklin Canyon Reservoir and walk where Andy and Opie walked. You can watch this video, pull it up on YouTube, pull it up on our Two Chairs No Waiting website. You'll be able to watch it. It'll be episode number 652. You'll be able to find that. And you can find this area yourself if you're ever in California, if you're ever out in the L.A. area. It's kind of in the Hollywood Hills area. In coming weeks, I'll give you some other ideas of a few things you might want to do while you're out there, like maybe visit the Batcave, where Adam West drove the Batmobile out of the Batcave. I'm sure it probably wasn't him, but we're on his show. We went there. We went several places while we were out there. So a great trip for us this time, and I hope you guys got something out of that. So we're not going to do any trivia this week. Sorry, I hear the moans. We're running pretty long, and I want to get in Randy Turner's report. This is actually a repeat report. Randy, I gave him several weeks off here because I've been traveling and wasn't able to do it, but I've actually been enjoying hearing some of his reports from previous years. And so we're going to hear another This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Elvia Allman only appeared once in Mayberry, but if she doesn't hold the record for playing the most recurring characters, she has to be in the running, having done so a dozen times. Elvia was born on September the 19th, 1904, in southern North Carolina, in Enochville, a small town near Charlotte. She first began working in radio at the age of only 21 at KHJ in Los Angeles as a program arranger. She also performed, reading children's stories, and later as a singer. Her first nationally broadcast appearance was in a pre-recorded program played one New Year's Eve, leading up to midnight in the beginning of the 1930s, but she became best known at the time for her comedic work, as characters as varied as a beauty expert, a high society matron, and a home economist named Pansy Penny Pincher in the San Francisco program Blue Monday Jamboree. She also recorded her first voice work for animation, voicing the role of Clarabelle Cow in early versions of the character for Disney Studios. Many sources credit her with having originated the voice of Clarabelle, in the first appearance of the character in 1928. She voiced the lead character in Little Red Walking Hood and also sometimes still did work for Disney. After a short marriage, Elvia relocated to New York City in 1933 and continued her radio career. She initially sang on a syndicated 15-minute program called Crazy Quilt. She also continued to work in animation, now working with producer Leon Schlesinger's cartoons released through Warner Brothers, debuting in the Porky Pig cartoon Porky's Moving Day. At the same time, she remained busy in radio, appearing in various programs, including with Howard McNear in a juvenile series titled The Cinnamon Bear, which was designed to be aired 6 days a week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. She also played Cora Dithers, the wife of Dagwood Bumstead's boss in Blondie, based on the popular comic strip. In 1940, Elvia made her film debut as a homely girl infatuated with Bob Hope's character in Road to Singapore, the first of Hope and Bing Crosby's road pictures. That role, and most others, was uncredited, but a notable film role was as Edwina Kelp, the mother of Jerry Lewis's character Julius Kelp, and the wife of Elmer Kelp, played by Howard Morris in the classic The Nutty Professor. Elvia was a busy character actress in television. In Mayberry, she was Henrietta Swanson, who brought her daughter Darlene to the Taylor home in the evening to borrow some sugar in an attempt to influence Andy, who was judging the Founders Day beauty contest. Elvia had more than 100 roles in film and television. In I Love Lucy, she was the foreman of the candy conveyor belt in the classic episode Job Switching. Elvia may be best remembered as two similar characters, Busybody's Elverna Bradshaw, who she played 13 times in the Beverly Hillbillies, and Selma Plout in Petticoat Junction, which she played 17 times. But Elvia played recurring characters in a large number of series in addition to these two most popular ones. She was also Aunt Vera in I Marry Joan, Mrs. Crumbcake in The Abbott and Costello Show, Jane in The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show, Mrs. Chalmers in Where's Raymond, and reprised her radio role of Cora Dithers in the TV version of Blondie. She was also Sarah Selnick in December Bride, Dr. Hilda Larson in The People's Choice, Mrs. Montague in The Bob Cummings Show, Mrs. Fernstrom in the TV version of Herbie the Love Bug, and Lillian in the sitcom Alice. Elvia's final acting credit was a fitting bookend to how she started her film career. She reprised her role as Clarabelle Cow in the 1980 Disney animated short The Prince and the Pauper. Elvia passed away in 1992 at the age of 87. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. Randy gives us such great information. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on what Randy's doing online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the Mayberry fun. It's great stuff. And the reports for the last 3 weeks have been reruns from 2018, but I've enjoyed them because he gives so much information. I can't even remember all this stuff. I don't know if you guys can or not. Thank you. The folks in the chat room have been talking about an award that Jan and I got at Mayberry Days. We'll be talking about Mayberry Days coming up, but I just wanted to brag on Jan because she got an award. She and I did from our Mayberry family. And this is very nice. They called it the Leaders of the Pack. That was very nice of them, presented at the Rerun Watchers Club meeting. Jan, this is the first time I've got to hold it, because Jan's had it the whole time. She's finally let me hold it. But it's got a picture of us on there. Very nice, and it means a lot. Really do appreciate it to everybody that had anything to do with that. Thank you so much. We have been very blessed to be a part of this Mayberry family, and I hope you have enjoyed as much as I had all the fun stuff that we've been able to do over the years. I mean, Mayberry Days is an amazing event, and it, without it, none of the other things I've done, being Floyd and being in a movie and just all these other things, would have never happened. And even worse, I would have never met many of you. Many of you came up to me during Mayberry Days and said you listened to the podcast, and I really appreciate that. I was unable to keep up with how many people told me, because there were a great number. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for just supporting what I do here with Two Chairs and with all the different websites and Weavers. We do appreciate it so much and are very thankful for you as friends. So thank you. I really do appreciate you. So, folks, that is it for me this week. I hope you have enjoyed the podcast. It's a little bit long, and it did require to actually watch it rather than just listen to it this week. But I think it was probably worth it. But I'd love to hear what you thought about it. And I would really love to hear what you thought about Mayberry Days. If you were at Mayberry Days and attended this year, please call in at 888-684-8415 and give us a report. Because I want to be doing a report in the next week or so about Mayberry Days 2021. And I think it would be really fun to hear other people's perspective, because Floyd has a perspective, but I would love to hear what you saw. Because I'm a fan. I love the Andy Griffith Show, but I don't get to be on your side often and see the things happening all over town, because they've got me working. So I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, 888-684-8415, and we'll talk to you guys next week on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.